The longest-serving mayor of the city of Schenectady is being mourned today. Frank Ducey died Sunday at age 97 in Florida. Frank Ducey had a political career in Schenectady County for decades. Ducey, a Republican, served as mayor of Schenectady from 1972 to 1983. After losing to Democrat Karen Johnson in 1983, Ducey won the post back in the 90s, serving again from 1992 to 1995. He also spent 7 years on the Schenectady City Council and a dozen years as a Schenectady County legislator. The Daily Gazette first reported his death Sunday. The newspaper reported on Ducey's inauguration in January of 1972. Ducey reportedly wished, quote, that when historians write about this stage in the development of Schenectady, they will say that this administration cared about the people and the people had confidence in it and supported it, end quote. That's how officials like Republican State Senator James Todisco remembered Ducey Monday. Days after another community leader's death, philanthropist Jane Golub, Todisco spoke at a ceremony marking the construction of a new Boys and Girls Club in the city's Mount Pleasant neighborhood.
We lost Jane, and she was a stalwart. As you know, yesterday we lost another stalwart. He was a dynamo. He was the longest tenured mayor in the history of Schenectady.
Senator Todisco, also a long-serving member of the state assembly, served alongside Ducey as a city councilor.
He was controversial on occasion, but I don't think I've met another public servant since I left that city council who really loved the community, and in this case, the city of Schenectady, more than he did. So maybe we could just have a moment of silence for the loss of Mayor Frank Ducey, if you'd indulge me with that.
Words of kindness and sympathy came from both sides of the political aisle Monday. Democratic Mayor Gary McCarthy spoke on behalf of the city of Schenectady.
I want to formally extend their sympathy and condolences to Frank's family and friends. He served this city for the longest tenured mayor, did it with a sense of enthusiasm and commitment that you rarely see in public officials.
Ducey, usually seen with a cigar, served at a time when Schenectady's industrial identity was changing and local politics could be rough. He even championed the idea of legal gambling along the Mohawk years before the state paved the way for Rivers Casino. Mayor McCarthy says he learned from Ducey's approach.
Well, he always paid attention to everybody so that no detail or no problem was too small. And it's something that sometimes people forget today, whether you happen to be in government or business or other activities, that Frank always made whoever he was talking to feel important, whatever project he was working on, to make that look like it was his most important endeavor.
Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.